Theme park half the price of Disney, Universal opens in America's heartland. By Warner Todd Houston on June 22, 2022. A new theme park featuring the theme ride, Volcano Quest for the Golden Idol, could become the cost-effective destination for families who have been priced out of Disney and Universal parks and comes in at less than half of the entry price of the competition. The Lost Island theme park, part of the Lost Island Water Park brand, has opened up this month on 80 acres in Waterloo, Iowa, and offers more than just a fun swimming experience with roller coasters, play parks for little ones, food, and other attractions. Lost Island offers 26 rides, including 7 for kids as well as spinners, a Ferris wheel, bumper cars, a top spin, the giant theme Volcano ride, and a huge water park pool with slides, kiddie pools, and other features. While Disney and Universal are charging in the hundreds of dollars per person to walk through their golden doors, the Five Realms of Lost Island is charging less than half that per person. Booking online is $45 a person, and children 3 and under enter free. If you wait to pay until you get to the gate, the price goes up to $52, although members of the military and senior citizens get a discounted rate of $47, according to the street. The Lost Island Park Hopper Pass is the best deal at $55 per day for adults and kids and gives visitors access to the whole place. By comparison, Disney's Park Hopper Pass can cost up to $205 a person. Families are finding the price tag of going to Walt Disney World creeping past the $10,000 mark, making the trip too expensive for even middle-class families. Certainly, Lost Island is no Disney. But with Disney driving its prices higher every year and clearly only catering to the economic upper classes, Americans might be giving serious consideration to parks like this one in Iowa. At least families can spend their money and have a good time in Iowa without fear that they are helping to fund Disney's attack on American children. This new park competition comes amid Disney's political campaign to stop Florida's parental rights in education law, which prevents school children from pre-K to third grade from being exposed to gender identity politics in class. Despite losing the political battle to stop the Common Sense Bill from becoming law, CEO Bob Chapek and Disney vow to continue to fight to have the law repealed. The major political defeat in Florida has not stopped Disney from continuing its grooming practices. Just this month, the summer film The Mouse House was banking on to bring hundreds of millions of dollars at the box office failed miserably as Disney Pixar's tentpole Lightyear became a major disappointment. The film tanked despite Disney's celebration of its lesbian kissing scene in the PG-rated movie based on the once popular Toy Story universe of characters. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.